Hello everybody and welcome to this week's Hope for the Heart. Well, you haven't had an audio version of it for a while perhaps, and so I'm going to carry on with doing audio versions, and it will be heard on YouTube as well, although you won't be able to actually see me doing it live. But anyway, this is how I'd like to do it for the time being. And I'd like to ask you a question. Are you going through some deep difficulties at the moment? Well, I am. Now, it's easy to praise God when things are going well, when we feel we have a lot to be thankful for. But when things overwhelm us, what should our attitude be then? There are some verses in 1 Thessalonians 5:16 to 18. They can sound quite difficult. Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Give thanks in all circumstances. And at one time, people would use a phrase, hallelujah anyway. But what does this really mean? I don't think it means that God wants us to be thankful when we hear that someone has cancer or when someone is facing a heart-rending situation. But the Bible encourages us to be thankful to God himself, that he is greater than whatever we are going through, and to know he feels for us deeply and understands like no one else our grief and anxiety. And in Isaiah it talks about God was distressed with their distresses. You know, he felt his beloved people's distresses when they were going through the desert and everything that was happening. And also in the New Testament, he is not untouched by the feelings of our infirmities. Hebrews 4:15, it says this in the Amplified, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to understand and sympathise and have a shared feeling with our weaknesses and infirmities. And yet he didn't sin. You see, circumstances change. Symptoms of illness may come and go, making our emotions go up and down like a roller coaster. But a key verse for me is in Isaiah 26, verse 3. The old version says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed, fixed on thee. In the Amplified, it says this, you will guard him and keep him in perfect peace and constant peace, whose mind, both its inclination and its character, and I suppose imaginations we could say, is stayed on you, fixed that is, because he, the person going through it, commits himself to you, leans on you, and hopes confidently in you. Yes, hopes confidently even in the most difficult circumstances, that he can do far more than we could ever ask or even think, because he is God. Well, why am I saying all this at the moment? My guide dog is seriously ill. He may have to give up work, so the future for him is unknown, and it would make life very difficult for me. But as the old song says, I know who holds the future. Yes, it's God, and nothing will ever separate me and my guide dog, whom God created from his love for me. So here's a song that helps people to focus on the fact that God is utterly involved and supporting us in every way. It's called All I Ever Do Is Love You.
My love, then trust in my love, for I will never ever fail you. I'll never forsake or let you down. My heart, don't be afraid.